Good morning. Good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Give him the praise. Thank him for the moments of your life. It's quick. It's fleeting. It's amazing how the kids are growing. My family, I mean, it's just everyone around me is growing up. And, you know, you can't go backwards in time, unfortunately. So enjoy those seconds you have today. I was reading this morning in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now not one judgment against, not one condemnation to them that remain within Christ Jesus. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are saved, you are pure, you're made pure in God's eyes, period. There is nothing you can do to change that. Verse 2, for the law of life, and this is the spiritual law of the new spiritual nature of life in Christ, or remaining within Christ, hath freed me from the law of sin and death. The new law of faith, believing what you hear, you are not in condemnation anymore. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the new law of the new spiritual life. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, or the impossible things of the law, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, having sent his own Son in the similitude of flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Essentially, God needed to give a sacrifice for us, which is his Son. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us who walk not in parallel motion with the flesh, but in parallel motion with the new spiritual nature. You are fully accomplished when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing more you can do. There's also nothing that can take you out of being upright in God's eyes. There's nothing you can do to change that. You are righteous right now. Verse 5, for they that are after or remaining within the old nature or the flesh do mind or set their affections on things of the flesh. But they that are in parallel motion with the Spirit, that new spiritual nature, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is the state of death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When Adam transgressed against the law, that we lost the connection to God. And we're walking in the state in parallel motion to death. But when Jesus Christ came and was raised again and died for us, and God raised him from the dead, well, now we have the new spiritual life. And they are enmity against each other, which I'll go over it now. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity or an adverse or in direct opposition to God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We have the ministry or the reconnection once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are reconnected to the source, to God. And to have life and peace, which is that state of undisturbed well-being, it comes through the relationship you have with God. It's not about your acts. It's about your relationship. It's like reconnecting to the source. But you are righteous no matter what you do, no matter what acts you have, you are going to have. It's over. Congratulations. I want to jump over to verse 16. For the Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we might be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You are a son of God. Walk like one. Be thankful. You are set in a position. You are called and summoned before the foundations of the world to be a son and heir of God. You have an inheritance of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that beareth witness in our spirit that works in us, it's constantly producing fruit, yielding fruit of faith, believing, humbleness, modesty, charity, love, all sorts of stuff. Just be thankful. No matter what's going on in your life, He sets the time side by side in order that we find nothing past him, the good times and the bad times, in order that we find God. That's what this life is about. Start to pray today, the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you don't pray to Jesus Christ, it won't go anywhere. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give reverence where reverence is due. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for the moments therein. I thank you for yesterday and just how much of a blessing it was. And just I'm just so thankful for having help in the studio and just having great people surrounding us. I pray again for just continual sales and to continually build us up. I pray for each and every one of your believers, Father, that you just take care of them and show them your love and just lift up that hedge of protection for them. I pray for Andy again and his family, and that you just bless every moment that they're going through. And Father, I just ask and thank you for another great day, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.